Here's a story that I wrote a couple years ago because I wanted to. It's about werewolves, so whenever I say wolf, there is an apostrophe in front of it, short for werewolf. I only mention that because you can't see the apostrophe. I hope it gets you into the Halloween spirit, because that's where I like to be all year round. So without further ado, story time! Wendy stood in the bathroom as she pulled all of her clothes off for a shower. It was hard being a female half-breed. Her mother had gotten pregnant with her after having sex with a werewolf, one of the ones who worked on the farm she lived on before he had moved on. Sure, her mom knew what it was like for the human side of her when she was horny, but the wolf side? No way. Just because she wasn't a full wolf or didn't fully have the curse that made her turn into a wolf, it didn't mean that she didn't still feel its instincts and desires. Right now, it must be the time when she was fertile, because she was horny as fuck. She finished pulling all of her piercings and jewelry from her, just to make sure she didn't catch them on anything, before she climbed into the shower. Being able to smell all the male wolves outside working in the field now at the end of the day wasn't helping, especially when she could smell Marco, the boy, now man, she'd grown up with and graduated school with not long ago. Both of his parents were werewolves, and she had spent a lot of time at his house when she was little, as her mother didn't know much about werewolves, despite the fact that nearly all of the ranch slash farmhands were werewolves. Their family farm was so far out in the middle of nowhere that, as long as they made sure to stay away from the livestock, they really had not much of a problem just existing out of the public's eye, making it a haven for them. And they worked hard, which made her family love employing them for the last three generations or so. Wendy supposed, thinking back on it, that it was probably strange that she was the first half-breed, since no one in her family cared, seeing all people as just people, no matter their genetic differences. But she was, and it was only due to Marco's mother and Marco himself that she'd had such an easy time growing up. Wendy pulled out her vibrator, looking at it with promise as she set it to the side and quickly washed up. The smell from the male wolves working the land, dark, strong male smells coated in earthy, plant-based smells, was making her even wetter between her thighs. Finally, Wendy was rinsing the conditioner from her hair and eyeing her vibrator. She'd had sex with a human before, but never a wolf, a bit afraid of ruining her relationship with Marco since she'd gotten a crush on him about the time they'd graduated and she saw him on the farm when she worked with the animals directly, since the wolves had trouble with them usually wanting to run away. His muscles had filled out, going from awkward skinny farmhand to muscle-bound male ranch hand in quite a short time. And now she had to be careful of when she took her vibrator to bed, not wanting him to hear her moaning out his name as she imagined his hands on her as she came. Wendy's hands slid down her body, fingers delving into the space she wished her best friend would occupy, slowly pushing in a few times as she was distracted by that need. Then her hand slid out, and she saw the stretchy, pearly wetness on her fingers, and she knew that she had been right about being fertile, and that she was doing the right thing by being in the shower alone to prevent unwanted pregnancy. She sat on the shower chair that had been added and never removed after someone's surgery long ago, as she rinsed the slippery substance from her fingers and let them move over her stomach, up her breasts, where she imagined Marco touching. Her eyes closed as she leaned back and let the water fall across her skin, making sensation spread over her. Her fingers moved over her breasts, around and over her nipples, pinching them and pulling them as she thought of Marco's long fingers, his strong hands. A sigh escaped her lips, and she momentarily opened her eyes to find her vibrator, opening herself and turning it on as she started teasing her sensitive warmth. Her eyes closed again, and she began sliding the vibrating bullet through her folds, lubricated by her slick. She wanted, chased that big orgasm, but a little one snuck up on her, and she cursed, growling a little as she pulled the vibrations away and resituated herself. She wasn't going to give up without a big one, Couldn't, really, since her lust would never be slaked by that, and she'd end up staring at all of the male wolves outside like a bitch in heat. She placed the small bullet and rubbed over it, making it flick over her clit as her other hand twisted and played with her breast, as she wanted Marco to, ignoring the feeling of guilt of thinking of her best friend like this so she didn't have to deal with it for a while. Her hand paused as she gasped at a sudden chill. Someone had opened the door to her bathroom for some reason. Probably just someone in her family using the toilet, and they'd be out in a minute. Probably say hello or something in a second. She just had to relax back for a moment until they left and... "Keep moving your hand," a familiar voice told her from near her knee. Wendy's eyes opened to see Marco kneeling outside the tub, a lustful look in his eyes as he stared at where her hand was over her swollen pussy. Wendy blinked at him, feeling her nipples become more sensitive as they called for his attention, then slowly started to rub her fingers over herself again, her eyes drifting shut as excitement filled her at him watching her play with herself, and she wondered if he knew she was thinking of him. Strong, warm fingers slid over her breast, moving over it and brushing over the nipple as he felt her soft skin and became a little rough as he toyed with a begging bud. Another set of warm, calloused fingers slid up her thigh as his other hand moved over it and worked a finger into her folds. Wendy's face was so hot from the blush of need that she felt like the water hitting it was cold. Marco worked at her pussy, getting two fingers sliding in and out of her easily through her slick wetness as her fingers flicked the tiny vibrator over her clit. She heard him licking his lips roughly as his scent flooded over her, making her body more sensitive as they worked together on it, his fingers thrusting in and out of her, his other hand groping and teasing her breast, while her hand tried to follow his motions on the other, and her other hand teased her clit with a vibrator. Her breath started pushing out of her lips faster and faster. She was getting close. She suddenly didn't want to, thinking that Marco would stop and leave, and this would all just be an awkward memory shared because of their wolf sides. She tried to fight off her orgasm so that the moment would last longer, but Marco bent his fingers and thrust them quickly, making a strange suction noises in the water running over her body that neither paid attention to as she started moaning loudly. Her moan desire built quickly, rising to a cry of orgasm in less than a minute as powerful ripples burst through her body. Wendy bit her lip as she turned off and removed the bullet, certain that she would open her eyes and see Marco long gone. Instead, she was pulled up and the shower chair was removed from the space as she looked around in confusion at the quick movements through her gentle orgasm fog. The curtain moved and she was turned around by hands on her hips as Marco stepped into the space. His large body brushed against her, his muscled chest to her back, setting the tingles to spread through her body again, and a shot of desire to her still-tingling core. Marco moved her around with his hands on her hips as he positioned her in front of him. "Hands on the wall," he told her, pulling her hips back so she was bent forward at an angle at her waist. Wendy's hands were flat against the wall, and she was excitedly waiting for him to push into her slickness, but he teased her by brushing the tip of himself through it and growling. "Marco!" She started to complain, but he growled and snapped his jaws near the back of her neck. "I've waited years for this, waited and wanted to be in you, and you're not going to take away my enjoyment," he told her, making her nipples tingle more as she bit her lip and her cheeks heated again in desire. "You learned a lot of things at my house. Now it's time for the lesson in mating," he growled as he thrust into her in one push, making her let out a cry of need. "Wendy," he whispered in a dark, rough voice against the back of her neck, making her shiver. "Be a good girl and let your pussy eat my cock." Wendy's eyes rolled back as desire overflowed her at his words. He began thrusting, his hands tightening around her hips as he pushed into her, bouncing her breast against her with the force of each thrust. Whined moans left her nose and mouth as she tried to keep quiet, but he was not happy with the soft, puppy-like noises. "Louder," he demanded. "Make more noise. I'll teach you," he promised, thrusting into her harder. Her whimpers turned into cries, still trying to keep them quiet, but as his hips snapped against hers, she cried out, louder, and his growls of desire pushed her to be even louder. His breath brushed over her shoulder as he panted from the effort of fucking her, and her body was filled with such heat, her head tilted back, a moan growing in intensity until it built into a scream, which slipped quickly into a howl of desire. Marco's fingers tightened on her hips, a lustful growl escaping him as he thrust hard against her, his head hitting her cervix in an amazingly pleasurable nudge of pain. "That's it," he encouraged. Her cries and howls weren't something strange. She'd heard the noises from the barn and the staff quarters. Wolves were not quiet as they came together and enjoyed each other's bodies. "Yeah, like that," he told her on a growl. "I'll train you to be a wolf yet." Wendy's need escaped her, moans drifting from screams to howls and back as her head rolled back and forth. Marco's cock pounded into her, making tingles zap along her fingers and toes, up her legs, along her arms, through her belly. Her arms gave out as a powerful orgasm washed through her, her head against the wall as Marco's fingers found her clit and flicked over it, his chest pressing against her back as his hand wrapped around her shoulder to fuck her harder. Her cries and howls of need mingled with his as her hips jerked against him. His large body was crushing her against the wall as he pressed into her hard with each thrust, and it filled her with more and more pleasure as he howled his pleasure with her. "Aw, fuck, Wendy. You're going to take all of me," he told her.
No, she gasped. "No, no."
"I'm already in you," he told her with a needy moan.
No, Fertile, she moaned in warning.
Marco growled. "Then you're going to be full of my pups. Fuck, so full. You're going to be big and round and mine."
Wendy moaned again as his words pierced through the heat of her.
"Fuck, you like that, huh? God, I felt your pussy quiver around me, Wendy. You want to be filled with my pups? Filled and mine. Oh yeah, there it is again. Oh."
He moaned to her as he slammed into her, his chest slapping against her back.
"Jesus, take it. Take my cum and mix it into pups. Big and mine. Fuck, Wendy."
He moaned into her shoulder as he pounded her, and her body pulsed around him in a prolonged orgasm from his fingers' motions against her clit. He suddenly yelled out as his chest slapped against her back again, this time his hips rocking against her ass as he growled and grunted, spurting cum between her thighs. Wendy howled and her body shivered violently as his hand spasmed against her clit in orgasm, and her back arched until her head was laying back against his shoulder and he was supporting her against his chest.
I really wanted to be in you when I came, he breathed in her ear as he caught his breath.
Wendy didn't say anything for a moment, sharing the disappointing feeling of emptiness.
Me too.
After a moment, Marco held her against his chest and turned, his hands running over her sensitive body to make sure she was rinsed off before he picked her up and stepped out of the shower, standing her up and wrapping a towel around her after he turned off the water. Then he picked her up again and carried her to her room and laid her on the bed. Wendy opened her eyes and looked up at him, then let her eyes close as she sighed. That was so much more fulfilling than her times with a human had been. Something wet and strong ran up her belly, and her eyes snapped open as her thighs were pressed apart to see Marco kneeling on the floor at the edge of the bed.
What are you?
Marco's lips turned up in a grin around where his tongue was stretched to touch her.
Wendy, let me just tell you now. I have wanted you for years, if you didn't catch that before. And that quickie.
Quickie?
Wendy quietly gulped in surprise.
In the shower isn't going to satisfy me,
he finished, his rough thumb spreading her as he ducked his head. Wendy arched as his tongue connected with her throbbing bud. His warm, wet muscle slithered around her tender and needy little nub, and her body reacted, surprising her with how much she already wanted him again. His mouth, lips, and tongue moved expertly over her, getting her close, until she was about to burst. But he pulled back, nipping her thighs as his hands moved over her drying skin. Her body had calmed down a bit, and he returned to her, licking and eating her like a full course meal.
You taste good clean, he told her as he pulled back, letting her hover at the edge before she gave a needy groan and her orgasm slipped away further. But I think I would have preferred to be the one to clean you, so I could taste you, rich and full of your natural flavor.
A moan left Wendy's mouth as she arched to him and his delicious words. He pulled back, leaving her at the edge again, and wiped his mouth on the towel under her before moving to devour a breast with the same intensity he had been using lower. She moaned and arched to him, wanting him inside of her again, but her body was excited by the heavy weight of him pressing her into the mattress, too. As Marco's teeth began to get involved with his mouth's actions on her breast, Wendy's nails dug into his back and she growled needily at him. Marco chuckled and moved to her other breast, his hand roughly keeping touch with the one he'd left. Wendy's nails dug in harder and her hips pressed up against him, needing him in her.
Marco, she growled before her voice turned into a whined plea. Please, oh please, Marco.
Marco groaned against her.
You have no idea how long I've wanted to hear you say that, he told her.
Wendy bit her lip before she admitted, You have no idea how many times I've already said it in this bed.
Marco looked at her, a burning look of desire in his eyes.
I'm going to make you say it again.
She shook her head in denial, but he slipped lithely down to the floor, his hands pressing her thighs apart to let his tongue tease over her sensitive skin again. Wendy moaned, and Marco's hands gripped her, kneading and roughly groping her, making her arch and moan until he backed off, letting her hover at the edge of orgasm, making frustrated noise at him again. He brought her close, again and again, but pulled back every time, nipping and kissing, his tongue flicking around her thighs and swollen lower lips.
Say it, Wendy.
She shook her head again. His tongue danced over her tight, tingling bud of desire.
God, Wendy, say it. I need to hear you say it,
he growled against her, a pleading tone hidden in the dark notes. A whine escaped her at the sexiness in his voice.
Please, Marco, she begged. Please, oh, Marco, please,
she cried as she got to the edge again. Marco pulled back, letting her beg at the edge for a second. Then his mouth met her again, sending her flying over into orgasm. A howling scream leaving her mouth as she arched her hips up to him desperately. He ate her through it, growls leaving him and vibrating through her. She looked up to see his wolfish eyes looking back at her as he stood, wiping and licking off his chin as he moved to where he'd discarded his clothes earlier. He dug through the pockets of his pants and pulled out a condom, trying to keep his hands gentle so he didn't tear it apart as he tore the package open.
You just carry one of those things with you everywhere? She asked.
I've had to since high school, when you were in most of my classes, because your scent has always got me going so much. I wasn't as in control of myself, and in case I suddenly felt the need to throw you against the wall, I wanted to make sure that I was able to protect you as much as I could.
Wendy bit her lip and whimpered, her cheeks flushing as she watched him get closer. Hearing him talk about how much he'd always wanted her was so hot. It was making her so hot again. He rolled the condom on as he stepped to the edge of the bed.
Lay back, Wendy,
he told her, his voice getting darker.
Lay back and let me fuck you like I've wanted to for years.
His inner wolf was speaking in the dark tones leaving his mouth, and her inner wolf was answering, making little begging whines to him as she scooted into the middle of the bed and submissively showed her belly. Marco growled possessively as he crawled over her, his muscles rippling under his skin, looking every bit the beast as he moved, and her body arched as his breath brushed across her stomach, his tongue slipping out to lick as he made his way up. Wendy moaned, her body pressing up to meet his.
Marco,
her voice came out in a begging whisper, and he growled lustfully in reply. She bit her lip, heated breath panting from her. She felt the head of his cock push against her and whimpered again, arching to offer herself to him. Marco's hand settled on her shoulders, holding her down as his cock moved away from her.
Aw,
she cried in dismay, but he pushed into her, filling her in one thrust and making her howl. Marco set a slow pace, thrusting and filling Wendy, feeling her hotness around him, squeezing him tightly as her thighs moved up, trying to get as tight a grip around his hips. A growl left him, making her belly quiver as his hips bucked into hers.
Please, Marco! His teeth nipped at her shoulder and she bit back at him, her nails digging into his shoulders.
Again, beg me,
he demanded, his voice growing more gravelly. Wendy arched to him, moaning.
Beg me to fuck you, Wendy.
She arched as he hit her inner walls, moaning but unable to speak.
Beg me,
he growled in her ear, and she felt his hot breath against her. A fine, soft fur started to stand up down his back, and his hair shifted a little as his ears moved. Wendy bit him in response, and he growled at her.
Beg me to fill you with my cum. Beg me to let you have it.
Please, Wendy whispered. Marco thrust into her harder. Please, she gasped to him, and he thrust into her harder, making that intensely pleasurable nudge against her womb fill her thoughts. Marco, please, she cried. Marco pressed into her faster, his hips pistoning him into her, his fingers a little shorter now and his nails longer. He growled against her as he thrust.
That's right, he growled, and her stomach quivered. Beg like a good little girl. Beg for me to fill you. Beg for my cum. Beg me to fuck you until you can't think. Beg me, Wendy,
he ordered in a half-human growl. She answered in a howl, her voice lifting and echoing around the room as words left her. His cock was filling her, hitting against her, making her need him in her so badly. She wanted him to do all the things he was saying. She needed him to. Fuck, she needed to be covered in his scent, full of him, covered in him, surrounded by him as much as she could. Her nails dug into his shoulders, and she growled as she clawed at him, trying to get him closer. His wolfish eyes looked down into hers, and he growled back, showing his large teeth, one hand still pressing on her shoulder, one moving to her throat, not pressing, but warming it with its presence, warning that he could press if he needed to. She howled longingly at him again, and he growled as his hands moved to her hips, his sharp nails digging into the soft flesh there as he plowed into her harder. Her body arched up as she came around him, and he growled in pleasure, his hips slowing to enjoy the feeling of her shivering and quivering around him.
Fuck. Your tight little cunt feels so good, Wendy. You shouldn't have made me wait.
He groaned and she moaned in agreement.
You should have let me have you so much by now. We could have had each other this whole time.
She moaned in need, and Marco pulled back, kissing her roughly.
I need you, Wendy. I've always needed you, he told her.
Wendy pulled back to see the love glowing in his eyes, and she nodded, pulling him back to kiss her.
Do you love me too?
He asked when they parted, and she nodded against him again.
Say it,
he told her. I love you, Marco, she told him, her hands pulling him close against her.
Do you love my cock?
His wolf side growled, and she nodded.
Say it. Tell me you love my cock.
I love your cock too, Marco, she moaned.
Tell me you love it when I fuck you.
I love... A howl escaping from her mouth cut her off. I love it when you fuck me, she moaned desperately to him.
Tell me you don't want any other wolf, he growled, that no other wolf could make you feel this good.
Marco, I don't want anyone but you, wolf or human. God, no one could make me feel the way you do, she cried out, the noise turning into a howl of need as she came around him again. Marco pulled out and away from her, making her whine and beg him with her eyes. His hand found her shoulder and rolled her, and she automatically got into position on her stomach with her hips up. His cock pushed back into her, and she cried out, desire flooding her again as he thrust and he bumped against her womb.
You're mine,
he growled, and she whimpered.
You belong to me.
She gave a howl of agreement, and he held with her.
Mine,
his said, and her said, yours. He set a quick, short, stroking pace, and she moaned loudly, gasping and crying out as her hips pushed against him. Marco's hand fisted in her hair, tightening and holding on as he thrust. She howled with desire, each cry saying, more, more, more. And Marco growled,
I'll give you more. I'll give you as much as you can take. But you have to take it all, Wendy. You have to take all of it. You have to take all of me. You have to, fuck, take it,
he growled, giving hard, short thrusts as he came. Wendy howled in fulfillment and acceptance as she clenched around him. Yes, she would take everything he gave to her, everything that he pumped into her. She could feel his hips bumping against hers for another moment before he pulled out and she heard the condom popping off of him. He laid against her back, kissing and panting.
That felt so good, he breathed, and she hummed in agreement. I can't wait to get back in there.
He kissed the back of her shoulder and took a deep breath.
I love it when you smell like me.
He leaned up and rolled her over to lay over her again and kissed her.
I want you to always smell like that.
Me too, she told him shyly.
Then I'm going to have to keep doing that every time you shower,
he told her with a laugh. Who needs showers when you have a wolf to bathe you? She teased tiredly with a smile across her lips.
Marco smiled back at her. Wolves still shower, you know.
She shrugged.
I've never heard you being so quiet, he commented. Usually you always have something to say.
I'm pretty sure that with all the noise I was just making, you can't say I'm quiet, she answered teasingly.
I meant words, Wendy,
he teased back, his finger poking into her cheek, then stroking down it lovingly. Well, Marco, you fucked all of the energy and words right out of me, she told him. He grinned and chuckled at the humor in her voice. Besides, she continued seriously, it's not every day that your best friend tricks you into admitting that you love him.
Tricks? Marco uttered huskily in surprise. Wendy, I'm pretty sure I said it too.
She shook her head. You said you needed me.
Marco shook his head in confusion. Yeah, I do need you, because I love you. It's the same thing.
She opened her mouth, and after knowing her his whole life, he knew she was going to argue.
I need you, Wendy, as in, I need you in my life. I need you when I wake up. I need you next to me when I sleep. I need you to sit around our place and argue with me. I need you under me or above me, but around me when I'm coming. I need you to be in my arms when I'm thinking about you. I need you to walk next to me. I need you to smell like me when you're walking next to me so that everyone knows you're mine. I need you.
Marco, I get it, she cut him off, trying to stop the emotions from choking her or making her sniffle.
You don't, Wendy. I need you. Forever. I need you to be with me, have my pups, raise them with me, love me. I just fucking need you because I love you.
The look in his eyes was enough to convince her, would be enough to convince anyone. He was being honest. I need you too, Marco, she whispered, her eyes staring into his as they gained moisture.
Then you have me, but it has to be for keeps, he told her.
Good, because I want you as long as forever, she admitted.
As long as the earth exists, he told her.
They shared a smile and kissed.
We're going to have to tell our parents.
She shrugged.
Don't shrug. You're going to make me do all the talking, aren't you? Going to make me admit how the big bad wolf came and seduced you, tricked you into letting him in, he teased.
I'm sure they've known we would end up together for years. And of course, you have to take responsibility for what you did. I put up a hard fight. It was so difficult, wasn't it? She teased back. It probably makes it harder to hear the fact that I was already thinking of you when I started, right?
Marco growled. It's making it harder right now.
His low voice rumbled against her, and he pressed his hips against her as he kissed her again. He was getting a little stiff again, and Wendy giggled. Werewolves are too horny. He raised a brow incredulously as he leaned back to look at her in surprise. That will make like 3 times in like an hour or something.
I told you, I've basically been holding it in since high school. And it's been over 2 hours since we started, he told her, trying to keep his face straight and not laugh.
Whatever, she rebutted. That is more than a human anyway.
Yes. Well then, how will you ever survive me? He asked.
She shook her head helplessly. Good thing I have the drive of a wolf then, huh? She teased.
Marco gave a wolfy grin. Very. You about ready to go again then?
Jesus, Marco, Wendy laughed and reprimanded him.
Marco kissed her and pulled her legs around him as he nudged his cock against her. Finding her slippery, he pushed in with a soft moan.
Jesus, Marco. Wendy moaned back.
Just Marco. Leave Javier's cousin out of it, he teased.
God, Marco, she moaned as he slid into her wet and tender pussy. He groaned at how tight she was now from all of his earlier attention.
I told you, just Marco,
he tried to joke, but moaned in pleasure instead. He rubbed against her swollen clit as he thrust and she moaned again. Marco, she sighed.
There you go, he whispered, feeling her hot body pressed up against him as she moaned again.